One bizarre byproduct of the global response to the coronavirus is worries over toilet paper. Last week, we brought you a story about how TP stockpiling was wreaking havoc in Australia. But this leads to an intriguing question. Why are the U.S. and other Western countries total outliers when it comes to toilet paper usage? People around the world are now weighing in on this and letting the U.S. know there are alternatives. Check out this song from Iran. It's about the aftaba, a watering can-like device that you use to, you know, clean up.
Okay. This is an aftaba. Us Persians just love it. We clean our buttholes after we do poop poop.
Kaiser Kuo has grappled with this question himself. He's a host of the Seneca podcast.
When we were living in China, of course, Chinese toilet paper tends to be, you know, of the one ply variety. And my kids tended to use a lot of it. And then, as was the habit of most people in China, they would dispose of it in a little canister next to the toilet rather than flushing it down. I mean, you might have heard that story where there were public toilets that had a facial recognition system installed that would only allow you to, it would dispense like 4 sheets of toilet paper per go. But I was just alarmed at how much they were using when we got to the States. And, you know, we were buying the expensive, cushy 4-ply stuff. So we'll get a little talk about that.
Did you have a bidet in your home as well?
We did. And it was only in the master bedroom. So my wife and I made good use of that thing. And I was really quite fond of those and of those, you know, fancy Japanese toilets with the built-in bidet. Oh, my brother in New York has one. I spend an inordinate amount of time in his bathroom when I'm there.
And did that mean that you used actually less toilet paper? I mean, were there times that you would never use toilet paper and you would just use water and soap?
Yeah, the bidet is just such a lovely thing. And it does just such a better job. It baffles me why they aren't more popular in the U.S.
I was reading that manufacturing a roll of toilet paper actually consumes a lot of water in and of itself. So I don't know if you tried to kind of continue the environmentally friendly thing when you came to the U.S. I mean, did you look at having a bidet installed in your home here?
We thought about getting one of those fancy Japanese toilets. When I was having a toilet installed, though, I had this really kind of ornery plumber, and he gave me quite a lecture when I suggested installing one of those. I mean, he really exploded and used some expletives about how lazy people are. They can't even wipe themselves now. They need a fancy toilet seat.
With coronavirus going on and all of these toilet paper shortages, do you feel validated in your kind of championing of bidets and using less toilet paper?
I mean, we're going to last this thing out much longer than all of our neighbors now because, you know, I've instilled in them such discipline. We've gone to the flushable wipes now, although we don't actually flush them because I've lectured the kids on fatbergs and instructed them to dispose of the flushable wipes in a little covered bin that we keep next to all the toilets in the house.
Kaiser Kuo, the host of the Seneca podcast, talking with us about toilet paper and toilets and other fun things. Thanks so much, Kaiser.
Thanks, Marco.